I wanted to talk today about this new law. Or not new, it's not a new, I shouldn't say new law because it's not a new law, but this group is pushing for a new law in Kansas to bring a new law that would basically go after inattentive drivers. People who are fiddling with different things, like I guess with, like, you know, if you're messing with the radio while you're driving or smacking your kids in the back seat or whatever the hell, you know, staring straight at your friends while you're driving. I guess there's many different things.
Facing out.
Yeah, so some task force is actually pushing for a law against inattentive driving because between 2001 and 2005, 150,000 drivers were in collisions because of inattentive driving. Yeah. And that's what they say, most accidents are the result of inattentive driving. But well, how exactly do you have a law against that? The cop pulls you over. What'd you pull me over for, officer? Pretty sure I saw you messing with your radio there. No. Can you say no? No, I wasn't. No. I've been listening to this radio station forever.
Yeah. They can't really have like a breathalyzer test for something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. There's no way to. It's like he said, she said. So I understand how it worked, but, you know, it might get some people, I guess. Take care of some of the people who really are terrible on the road. I just think they need to be pulling over people who don't know how to drive. You know, that might make a little bit more sense than just saying inattentive drivers, you know?
Yeah.
So, we wanted to discuss this a little bit this morning, see if there are some instances where you think this might have been good, if you've spotted somebody doing something while they're driving that you think, well, I don't know. That's probably not the best way to be driving. 539-9750 or 238-0975. Talking about the inattentive drivers. Go ahead.
Really sick of getting cut off by old people who think that they can be young and talk on cell phones at the same time.
Old people are doing this? I haven't seen that yet.
You haven't seen old people on cell phones driving around and they run red lights, cut you off?
Like, how old are we talking about?
I'm talking 80, 85 years. Yeah. I have seen some old people who are sitting on, like, pillow cushions to look over the seat and their Alzheimer's, like, got their magnets sticking their cell phone to the window.
Yeah, I haven't seen any old people abusing the old cell phone rule. I just thought that them being old made them bad enough drivers already. I wouldn't assume they'd be able to do anything else.
That's the problem, man, is that, you know, I'm coming home from Aggieville one night, man, and I'm already, like, shouldn't be driving as it is, but I was cool to drive, own perspective. And some old person, I pulled aside because I thought maybe it was somebody that was just as drunk as me who was doing some pretty bad driving.
What time was this?
It was around probably like 2 o'clock in the morning.
And there were old people out at that time?
It was an old person, man. It's crazy. Yeah, I thought the same thing.
Hold on, I've got a text message.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. But
every time we talk about driving and bad driving, old people always come up. I guess they are a hassle. There should be some shuttle service or something to take them around to different things.
Curfew or something.
Or a curfew?
Yeah.
Like what, 1 p.m. or something like that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking maybe that there should be one day designated for old people to drive. When nobody else, like there's a 30-minute span when they go to the doctor, their little doctor's appointments or wherever they got to go and on that day. And not even Sunday, because Sunday we have football games. So maybe like a Monday at like, I don't know, 9 o'clock or something.
So like one day a week they're able to go out and do their errands?
Yeah, one day a week they're able to go out and drive.
That seems pretty reasonable to me.
I mean, I believe that.
Yeah, let's work on that. Good call, man. Thanks for calling.
No problem.